الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله بالهدى ودين الحق أرسله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في شأن حبيبه في القرآن الكريم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أفضل الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير. الله رب محمد صلى عليه وسلم، نحن عباد محمد صلى عليه وسلم. غوث عازم بمنه بسرسام مدده قبلائه دي مدده كعبا وإمام مدده قادریم نارایی غوث عزم می زنم دم ز شیخ احمد رضا خان قطب عالم می زنم و گرداب بے بلائے افتاد کشتی ضعیفان شکست راتو کشتی بحق حضرت خواجہ عثمان حارونی مدد کن یا حضرت خواجہ معین الدین چشتی مدد کن یا حضرت خواجہ معین الدین چشتی مدد کن یا حضرت خواجہ معین الدین چشتی. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. میرے نہایت ہی واجب الاحترام علماء کرام و سعادات کرام اور حاضرین مجلس میں سے میرے سنی رضوی بریلوی بھائیوں بزرگوں بچوں دوستوں اور ہم عمر ساتھیوں، مختصر سے خطبے کے بعد اس سے قبل کے کچھ گزارشات عرض کروں، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ سے دعا ہے کہ اپنے حبیب لبیب رعوف الرحیم کے صدقے و طفیل مجھے حق کہنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے اور ہم سب کو حق سننے کی، سمجھنے کی، قبول کرنے کی اور اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. All praise be to Allah Almighty and infinite salutations and blessings upon the best of all creation, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed family, his blessed children, his blessed wives, and upon his blessed companions, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Aaj jo aib kisi par nahi khulne dete, kab wo chahenge meri hashr mein ruswai ho. My dear brothers in Islam, it is my first time in Malawi, so you must forgive me for being unaware of any customs or traditions you may have or may not have. But what I am aware of is that every single one of us is here present today in the love of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We couldn't ask to be in a better place. We are in the house of Allah, remembering Rasulullah. We are in the house of Allah, praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We thank Allah Almighty for being from amongst those who commemorate the Urs Sharif and follow the teachings to the dot of the great Imam, the Grand Mujaddid, the miracle from one of the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, ala Hazrat Azim al-Barakat, Mujaddidin Umillat, Hazrat Alama Mufti Shah Ahmad Rida Khan radiyallahu ta'ala an. We thank him, we are thankful, we are grateful for being the chosen ones who commemorate the Chatti Sharif of the king of the whole of Hind. The gift to the Ummah from Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Huzur Khaja Khwajgam, Banda Nawaz, Ghareeb Nawaz, Mu'in Uddin, Chishti, Ajmeri, Sanjiri, alayhi rahmatu Ridwan. We are thankful and grateful and blessed that we are amongst those who commemorate the grand Urs Sharif of the King of all the Awliya, the great friend of Allah Almighty, whose foot is on the neck of all the Awliya. Huzur Shahinshahi Baghdad, Mahbubi Subhani, Kutbi Rabbani, Shahbazi Lamakani, Huzur Sultan Sheikh Muhyiddin Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala an. And we are thankful, grateful, blessed, honored that Allah Almighty and His most beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has chosen us to be from amongst those who commemorate the blessed Mawlid of the best of all creation, the most beautiful, the most handsome, the most unique, the most fragrant, the most ahsan, the most akmal, the most afdal, the most ajmal, the most awla, the most ala, the most bala, the most unique, the most perfect, the one who is sahib al-tadi wal-mi'aradi wal-buraki wal-alam, who is dafi al-bala wal-waba wal-qahdi wal-maradi wal-alam, whose jism is muqaddas, mu'attar, mutahhar, munawwar fil bayti wal-haram, who is Shamsul Duha, Badrul Zuja, Sadrul Ula, Nurul Huda, Kahfil Wara, Misbahul Zalam, who is Jamil al-Shiyam, Shafi'ul Umam, Sahib al-Judi wal-Karam, who is Sayyid al-Mursaleen, who is Khatim al-Nabiyyin, Shafi'ul Muznibin, who is Anis al-Gharibin, who is Rahatul Ashikin, who is Murad al-Mushtaqin, who is Shamsul Arifin, who is Siraj al-Salikin, who is Misbah al-Muqarrabin, who is the Muhib al-Fuqara wal-Ghuraba wal-Masaqin, who is Sayyid al-Saqalayn, who is the Nabi al-Haramayn, who is the Imam al-Qiblatayn, who is our Wasila in this world and the next world, who is Wasilatina fid-Darayn, who is the Sahibi Qaba Qawsayn, who is the Mahbub of Rabbul Mashriqayn wal-Maghribayn, who is Jaddil Hassani wal-Husayn, who is the mercy towards the whole of mankind, who is the mercy to the whole universe, who is the mercy towards the whole of humanity, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are here to commemorate the blessed birth of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is called Mawlid. Mawlid Sharif is essentially speaking about the blessed birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the miraculous events which occurred upon the blessed birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, talking about the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's blessed parents, talking about his blessed childhood, talking about his blessed nubuwa, his blessed risala, talking about his blessed characteristics, his seerah, his beautiful face, and praising the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, talking about his greatness, and talking about the honor of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is Mawlid. Over the past few days in Lilongwe, we have had the honor of speaking about the blessed rahmah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have had the honor of speaking about the obedience of the companions and the love of the companions towards Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, inshallah, we will talk about a great honor bestowed upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And this great honor is such a unique honor that none other out of the whole of creation, including the whole of the Anbiya, none has been afforded this honor apart from Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What is this honor? What is this greatness? The honor which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam alone has is the blessed honor of shafa'at. The shafa'at kubra, the maqam mahmood, is the honor which none of the other prophets also have got. The shafa'at which they will do will be after the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers in Islam, let us just imagine for a few minutes what a great difficult day the Day of Judgment is going to be. When people will rise from their graves naked, and some people will walk to the Medan of Mahshar. Some will be going on mounts. And Allah Almighty save us. Some will be dragged by their faces by the angels to the Medan of Mahshar. Such a calamitous day. We complain about the heat at this moment in Malawi. On that day, the sun is going to be at a distance of 1 mile. The floor will be made out of copper. People will be sweating. People will be walking in their own sweat. Some people will sweat up to their knees. Some people would sweat up to their throats. Some people drowning in their own sweat. If ships were to be let loose, they would sail in this sweat. And this day will be as long as 50,000 years. 50,000 years. After 20 or 25,000 years have passed, the Ummah will get together and discuss and say, we must find a way of getting out of this calamity, this difficulty. We cannot bear this any longer. And they will go to the court of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam for assistance. And they will say, oh Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, help us. And Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam will say, today is not for me. Go and find somebody else to help you. And Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam will send us to another prophet. The same question will be asked. The same answer we will receive. People will go from one prophet to another. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam will give the same answer. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam will give the same answer. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam will give the same answer. Until the Ummah will go to the court of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And they will say, oh Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, assist us how we can get rid of this great calamity, this great difficult time. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will give the same reply. Oh Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, where shall we go? And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will say, oh sinful Muslims, go to the court of those, go to the court of that blessed personality on whose hand is the stamp of victory, who is the interceder of the sinful Muslims, who is the Shafi'ul Muznibin, who is the Khatimun Nabiyyin. Go to the court of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People will go to the court of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will say, O sinful Muslims, come, for today I am for this reason, ana laha, ana laha. Come to my court, O sinful Muslims. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will go down into sajda. He will praise Allah Almighty like no one has praised ever before. Allah Almighty will say to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, O beloved, lift up your head and ask, for you will be granted. The sinful Muslims will be released from hellfire. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will go back into sajda. O beloved, lift up your head, for you will be granted what you ask. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will ask again. More people will become free from hellfire. He will keep asking and keep asking and keep asking. And Allah Almighty will keep giving and keep giving and keep giving. Until even those people who have the tiniest amount of iman in their hearts will be free from the punishment of hellfire and sent to Jannah. My dear brothers in Islam, if you notice the last two or three words I just said, even those who have the tiniest bit of iman in their heart will be released from hellfire. We're not talking about those who do not have any iman. We're not talking about the bayiman. We're talking about those who even have the tiniest bit of iman. Because the Prophet ﷺ has told us that out of the 73 sects, 72 will go to Jahannam. So we're talking about the one sect, the Sibadi Azam, just in case anybody might have any misunderstandings or misinformation about what I'm saying. Allah Almighty says, O beloved, lift up your head, for you will be given. وَلَصَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allah will keep giving, Allah will keep giving until the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is satisfied. Look at the great honor of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our Imam, Ala Hazrat Azim al-Barakat, Mujaddid-e-Deen al-Millat, Hazrat Allama Shah Ahmad Raza Khan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, ke khuda ki raza chahate hain do alam. خدا کی رضا چاہتے ہیں دو عالم اور خدا چاہتا ہے رضا محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. The day of judgment is there for the world, the whole of creation, to see the great honor and status of the Prophet صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. The Prophet صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم said that my intercession is for those from my ummah who were destroyed by sins. My shafa'at is for those from my ummah who committed the kaba'ir, the big sins. My intercession is for the sinful Muslims. Now there are some in the world who say there is no such thing as the shafa'at of Sayyidina Rasulullah. And if you ask for the shafa'at of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you are ma'azallah committing shirk. I will not answer these people, because my and your master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has already answered these people. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, verily, indeed, my shafa'ah is haq. Whoever does not believe in my shafa'ah will not be worthy on the day of judgment of receiving it. Aaj le unki panah, aaj madad maang unse, phir na maanenge qayamat mein agar maan gaya. People stop us asking for the shafa'at of Sayyidina Rasulullah. All of the companions, when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would say to them, ask, they would say, Ya Rasulullah, we ask for your shafa'ah. All of the awliya ask for the shafa'ah, Sayyidina Rasulullah. All of the ulama begged for the shafa'ah of Sayyidina Rasulullah. My dear brothers in Islam, listen to the Ahlullah. Follow the Ahlullah. Don't follow the mullah. Follow the Ahlullah. Listen to the Ahlullah. Don't listen to the mullah. Ask for the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our great Imam, Sayyiduna Ala Hazrat Azimul Barakat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he talks about the honor and the shafa'at of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, kya hi zauq afza shafaat hai tumhari wahaba. Kya hi zauq afza shafaat hai tumhari wahaba. Karz leti hai guna parhezgari wahaba. He says, oh Sunni Muslims, be patient. For the shafaat of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is about to happen. Ab aayi shafaat ki saat ab aayi, zara chain le mere ghabrane wale. Pesh haq mujda shafaat ka sunate jayenge, aap rote jayenge, humko hasate jayenge. The awliya, the great ushaq, such as Hazrat Imam Maulana Jami alayhi rahmatu ridwan, he says in his kalam, chubazue shafaat ra kushai bar gunahgara makun mahroome jamira dara ya rasulullah. That ya rasulullah, on the day of judgment, when you spread out your arms to intercede for the sinful Muslims, then ya rasulullah, do not deprive jami of your exalted shafaat ya rasulullah. The awliya, the sahaba-i-kiram, the ulama, all begging for the mercy and the shafa'at of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Mufti Sahib Qibla, a few moments ago, was reciting the world-renowned Qasida Burda Sharif, written by Imam Sharfuddin Al-Busiri radiyallahu ta'ala. And Imam Busiri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, after writing his whole kalam, after making the dua at the end, in his dua, what does he say? He says, Ya akram al-khalki mali man aluzu bihi siwaka inda hulul al-hadithi al-umami. That oh, the most honorable, the most honorable out of the whole of creation, O beloved Prophet Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when we are faced with the day of great calamity, of great difficulty, on the day of judgment, Ya Rasulullah, we have no court, no shade for shelter and relief apart from yours, Ya Rasulullah. Do not deprive Busiri of this exalted shafa'at, Ya Rasulullah. We see all these people, these pious people, begging for the shafa'at of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala. And it's not just the people from the ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam who beg for the shafa'at of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. People have been begging for the shafa'at of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam before the blessed birth of Sayyidina Rasulullah. Not afterwards, even before. It is mentioned in the great Imam Allama Yusuf al-Nabahani's and the great book of Sirah of Ibn Asakir that 1,000 years before the birth of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, there lived a king of Yemen. His name was Tubba. His name was Tubba al-Himyari. Now Tubba al-Himyari, his kingdom was vast. 7 countries he controlled from the Arab lands. And he decided to go on a tour of his kingdom. So he set out on a tour of his kingdom, and with him he had 130,000 physicians, doctors. He had 114,000 horsemen, 113,000 foot soldiers, 112,000 scholars of the books, which he took with him on this tour, this great entourage he took with him. Whichever city he went through, people would come out in their thousands and line the streets to welcome this great king. They would stand at the sides of the road waving flags, welcoming their king. He would go from city to city and to city throughout his kingdom, and people would come out to welcome him. When he got to the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, nobody came out to welcome him. They just went along their normal daily life. So the king called his minister and he said, "Did you not announce the people about my arrival?" He said, "Oh king, yes we did. Where is everybody? They're just doing their normal jobs, their normal duty. What kind of disrespect is this? Do they not know how great a king I am?" And the minister said, "Oh king, they do know. But do you know who these people are? And do you know where you actually are? You are in the city of Makkah. And in the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, there is the Baytullah, the house of Allah Almighty. And these people honor this house more than any man, woman, child, or king. The respect they give to this house is more than everything. They will not honor you." This made the blood of the king boil. He got extremely angry, his ego. "I am such a big king, and they're giving more respect to a house, to 4 walls?" Now in his heart he thought, "I will raise this building, ma'azallah, to the ground. There will be no building, there will be no respect. These people will be forced to come and respect me." And then he thought, "Actually, I've got a better idea. I will kill every man, woman and child from this city. I will raise this house down and kill every man, woman and child as well." As he didn't say anything, he's thinking of this thought. As soon as he thought, blood started coming out of his eyes. Pus started coming out of his nose and his ears. And his body started giving off such a stench, such a foul smell, that the people started to run away. His old people started to run away. His physicians quickly got hold of him, took him into the royal tent. Now none of the doctors would even go near him. This is how much of a stench he was giving off, how bad the smell was. So they were giving medicine. Now the medicine is not working on him. 2-3 days, he's tossing and turning and bleeding, he's in pain. None of the medicine is working on this king. Now when he was alone, one of the scholars who had knowledge of the book, he asked to see the king alone. He went into the tent and he said to the king, "O king, all the physicians have been working on you. They have been giving you medicines for a medical problem. It's not working. Let me tell you, you have no medical problem, you have a spiritual problem." This does not mean he's got a jinn inside him. It means he has a spiritual problem. The scholar said, if you have made any ill intention while you are in this blessed city, then the first thing you need to do from your heart is make sincere tawbah in the court of Allah Almighty. That's the first thing you need to do. The second thing you need to do, you need to make intention of giving charity to these people before you leave the city of Makkah. The scholar then left the tent. Now the king was very angry. How dare this scholar come and accuse me? But when he thought with a, what we call in Urdu, thanda dimag, when he was calm and he thought, he actually thought that what this scholar is saying is actually correct. I did make a bad intention. So he made a pure and firm tawbah in the court of Allah Almighty. As soon as he made tawbah in the court of Allah Almighty, he was cured. So now he thought, I should actually do as the scholar told me, and I should actually give charity to the people of Makkah. He came out into the city of Makkah. The first thing he did was he put a cover made out of black silk on the house of Allah Almighty. He was the first person to put a covering, a ghilaf, on the Kaaba, which the people who have been fortunate enough to go for Hajj or Umrah see also now there's a covering on the Kaaba. The first person to put the covering was Tubba Himiri, the king. He gave 7 gold coins and 7 pieces of pure silk to every man, woman and child from the city of Makkah out of charity. He then left to go home with all his entourage. Now when he reached the city of Madinatul Munawwara, it was a barren land, and they stayed there and they camped the night. When they camped the night, he had 400 scholars there, Jewish scholars, scholars of the book. And they went out to sightsee and investigate. Whilst they were talking to themselves, they realized that the place they were in, the description has been mentioned in the previous scriptures. So what they did, they tasted the sand. They smelt the soil. They tasted the leaves from the palm trees. And in the morning they came to the king. While the king was packing to move on, they said to the king, "O king, we cannot leave from this land." "What do you mean you can't leave?" "We can't leave, O king, from this land, because we have reached our destination. We have reached our conclusion of love. We have reached our peak. Because we have read in our scriptures, the final messenger of Allah Almighty will come to this land. We will stay here. We will wait for the final prophet of Allah Almighty. And if we see him, we will bring iman upon the final messenger of Allah Almighty. And if we are not fortunate enough to see the final messenger of Allah Almighty, and we die before the final prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam comes, then to us will be a great means of blessing that the sand, subhanallah, that the sand from underneath his blessed sandals may blow, and one of the grains from the sand may land on our graves and we will be forgiven. Subhanallah. 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 So the king called his minister. And he said, "Okay, I will let you 400 of you scholars stay. But on one condition." So he called his minister. He told him to bring a pen and a paper. And he said to you, "I want you to write whatever I tell you." He said, "Fine." Listen to the words what he dictated to his minister. He said, "From a humble and worthless creature of Allah Almighty, Tubba Al-Himyari, to the final messenger of Allah, Almighty Muhammadun Rasulullah, to the Shafi'ul Muznibin, to the one who will intercede for the sinful on the Day of Judgment. O beloved of Allah Almighty, become my wasila. Here today people complain about us making the saints, making Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak, asking Allah Almighty through the wasila of the pious, asking Allah Almighty through the wasila of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Here a king is asking for the wasila before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is even physically born in this world. He says, I ask through your wasila, become my wasila. I bring iman upon you and your book in advance.
Subhanallah.
And he seals the paper and he gives it to the leader of the scholars. And he says, I'm going to build 40 houses for you. And I'm going to leave you enough wealth for the next 40, 50 years. You don't need to work. 50 years worth of wealth. And I am also making one extra house, which I want you to look after. If the final messenger of Allah Almighty comes in your time, then present my salam and send me a message so I can come and I can bring iman upon the final messenger of Allah Almighty. If I have died, then I want you to wait. And I want this letter to be passed down from generation to generation until it reaches the final messenger, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he built this house and he said, when the final messenger comes, I want him to live in this house. So now time passed by. The letter was passed down along with the story of Tuba al-Himyari from one generation to another, to the next generation, to the next generation, to the next generation, until 1,000 years passed by. And this letter came into the possession of none other than Sayyiduna Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born and blessed this world physically. After staying in Makkah al-Mukarramah, he made hijrah towards Medina al-Munawwara. He came to Medina Sharif. And when he finally came to the city of Medina al-Munawwara, and people lined the streets, people came out to welcome him. People put flags everywhere. People were singing his praises. People were praising the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers in Islam, keep a list of all these things the companions were doing and then tell me if there's anything extra which we do. We light up the streets, we put flags on, we praise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we welcome the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are happy, we are joyous, we thank Allah Almighty for sending us the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is all the things the companions did. So don't let anybody tell you. So don't let anybody tell you that the companions or nobody before us or Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala who started all this. This has been going on for years. So now the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam comes to the city of Medina al-Munawwara. Everybody is waiting outside. The wife of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, and she says to him, it's not going to happen, but wouldn't it be really beautiful if out of all these houses, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came to ours? It's not going to happen, but just as a thought, wouldn't it be really beautiful if that was to happen? Suna hai. آپ ہر عاشق کے گھر تشریف لاتے ہیں میرے گھر میں بھی ہو جائیں چراغا یا رسول اللہ. So the Prophet صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم enters Medina Sharif. He gets off his camel. And the people are told wherever the camel will stop, this is where the Prophet صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم will stay. The people are waiting. My dear brothers, the camel even knows which house to go to. The camel goes and stops at the house of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari. Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari runs out. He cannot believe what's just happened. The camel has chosen him. Out of all of the people from Madinatul Munawwara, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam comes. He goes out, starts taking the luggage off the camel when he remembers Tuba al-Himyari. He says to his servant, his name is Abu Layla. He says to Abu Layla, go and get the letter which I gave to you for safekeeping. Go and get the letter quickly. We have to pass it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Layla goes to get the letter. They're taking the food and they're taking everything off the camel. Abu Layla comes back. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has never met Abu Layla. Abu Layla has never met the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam turns away from Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari, faces the direction of Abu Layla and says to him, oh Abu Layla, give me my letter.
SubhanAllah!
Abu Layla, give me the letter of Tuba al-Himyari. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam knows whose letter it is. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam knows who's written the letter. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam knows who has hold of the letter. Aur koi ghaib kya, tumse niha ho bala, jab na khuda hi chupa, tum pe karoro zaroor. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets hold of the letter. He hasn't opened the letter. He says, I am Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am Shafi'ul Muznibin. I am your wasila. I am the intercessor on the day of judgment. My dear brothers, if you go back 10 minutes, look what the King Tuba al-Himyari wrote. From the humble creature Tuba al-Himyari to the final messenger Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is Shafi'ul Muznibin, who is the intercessor on the day of judgment, who is my wasila. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is repeating everything what he has said.
Subhanallah.
Without even opening the letter.
Subhanallah.
The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam opens the letter. And he says to him, welcome my brother Tuba al-Himyari. Congratulations to you. O Tuba al-Himyari, my shafaat is open for you. My wasila is open for you. I will intercede for you on the day of Qiyamah. O Tuba al-Himyari. And this house is the same house of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stayed. My dear brothers, it shows us not only the awliya, the sahaba-e-kiram, the ulama-e-kiram, of the people who came after the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. People even before, thousands of years before the physical coming of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, are also begging for the shafaat of Sayyidina Rasulullah. Mujrim bulaye aaye hain. جاؤ کا ہے گواہ پھر کب ہے کب ہو رد یہ شان کریموں کے در کی. My dear brothers, if you take anything from this mahfil today, and even one of you, before you go to sleep, is sitting down in your bed and thinking about what you have done today, what you have heard today, if even one of you begs for the shafaat of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then my job is done. Whenever we make dua, we should always make dua for the shafaat of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat Azima Barkat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wrote a whole book on the way to do Hajj and Umrah. A whole book, step-by-step guide. And at the end of the book, where normally the authors or the writers say that the people who read this book, please remember me in your du'as, and may this be as a means of my bakhshish. They write the what we call the du'aya kalimat. When Ala Hazrat Azim Barkat covers all the rules of ihram, what is halal, what is haram. He covers the miqat. He covers how to do tawaf. He covers how to do sa'i. He covers Mina, Muzdalfa, Arafat. He covers the stoning of the shaitan. He covers the qurbani. And then he comes to the hazri of the blessed court of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He goes through the adab. He goes through the du'as to read. And whilst he's going through and he's telling that you need to stand at a distance, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is alive. You need to stand with the utmost of adab. It's as if Ala Hazrat Azim Barkat is there. Because what does Ala Hazrat Azim Barkat ask? He says, and if you can bless this sinful person, he's talking to the reader. He's talking to every single reader who will read this book and take it with them as a guide. And if you can be merciful and do one thing for this sinful person, he writes when it's time for the hazri, he's writing there. And if you remember, then say in the court of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if you remember that Ya Rasulullah Ahmad Rida asks for your shafa'at. Look at the humbleness of our great Imam. The Mujaddid, the great Mujaddid of his time. He's saying that a person who asks for the shafa'ah in the court of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his behalf, he's honoring them. He's saying, you've done me a great favor. The great imams of our time are begging for the shafa'at of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So don't listen to those people who tell you that if you ask for the shafa'at of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you are committing shirk. You are not committing shirk. You are saving your this world and you're saving your hereafter. Allah Almighty grant us all the shafa'at of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah Almighty, keep us under the shade of the mercy of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this world until we breathe our last. Allah Almighty, make us singing the praises of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam until we breathe our last. Allah Almighty grant us all khatima upon the maslak of Ala Hazrat Azim Abadkat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Grant our khatima upon iman and keep us under the shade of the mercy of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam when we are on our graves. Keep us under the shade of mercy of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam when we are risen on the Day of Judgment, and upon the Mizani Adal, and upon the Hawd al-Qawthar, and upon the Pul Sirat, and when the mercy to the whole of mankind, the Shafi'ul Muznibin, the intercessor on the Day of Judgment, arrives on the Maidan Hashr, may we be granted the honor and blessing to stand behind the great Imam Ala Hazrat Azim Barakat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and read Mustafa Jani Rahmat pe lakho salam, Shem'i Bazme Hidayat pe lakho salam, Kyu Raza Aaj Gali Suni Hai, Uth Mere Dhum Machane Wale, Wama Alayna Illa Al-Balagul Mubin.